Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 468, 12 Truths to Tell Yourself After a Mistake or Failure by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host and narrator, reading to you every single day of the week to help you improve your business life. And with that, let's get right to another post today as we optimize your life. 12 Truths to Tell Yourself After a Mistake or Failure by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. Failure is a prerequisite for great success. If you want to succeed faster, double your rate of failure. Have you ever seen a child learn to ride a bike or a toddler learn to walk? They stumble and fall numerous times before getting it right. Mistakes are learning opportunities. It takes failure after failure to create success. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. And never regret anything, because every little detail of your life, including your mistakes, is what made you who you are today. Here are 12 reminders to keep you motivated after a mistake or failure. 1. It's okay. You will be okay. Take all the time you need to heal emotionally. Moving on doesn't take a day. It takes lots of little steps to be able to break free of your broken self. Never let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life. Just because today is painful doesn't mean tomorrow won't be great. You just gotta get there. The best things usually happen when you least expect it, so try to smile in the meantime. Not because life has been easy, perfect, or exactly as you had anticipated, but because you choose to be happy and grateful for all the good things you do have and all the problems you know you don't have. 2. There is no success without failure. A person who makes no mistakes is unlikely to make anything at all. It's better to have a life full of small failures that you learn from, rather than a lifetime filled with regrets of never trying. 3. Positive thinking creates positive results. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change the way you think about it. Being hurt is something you can't stop from happening, but being miserable is always your choice. Winston Churchill reminds us, quote, "Success is moving from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm," end quote. The mind must believe it can do something before it is capable of actually doing it. Negative thinking creates negative results. Positive thinking creates positive results. Period. Things always turn out best for people who make the best out of the way things turn out. 4. Success is always closer than it seems. Your mistakes and failures should be your motivation, not your excuse. Instead, place them under your feet and use them as stepping stones. Mistakes teach you important lessons. Every time you make one, you're one step closer to your goal. The only mistake that can truly hurt you is choosing to do nothing simply because you're too scared to make a mistake. Failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down when you have the choice to get back up. 5. You are not your mistakes. Life didn't come with instructions. Accept that mistakes will happen. You are not your mistakes. You are not your struggles. And you are here now with the power to shape your day and your tomorrow. No matter how chaotic the past has been, the future is a clean, fresh, wide-open slate. What you do with it is up to you. 6. Life's best lessons are learned at unexpected times. Many of the greatest lessons we learn in life, we don't seek on purpose. In fact, life's best lessons are usually learned at the worst times and from the worst mistakes. So, yes, you will fail sometimes, and that's okay. The faster you accept this, the faster you can get on with being brilliant. 7. Mistakes are rarely as bad as they seem. Mistakes and setbacks are rarely as bad as they seem, and even when they are, they give us an opportunity to grow stronger. You should never let one dark cloud cover the entire sky. The sun is always shining on some part of your life. Sometimes you just have to forget how you feel, remember what you deserve, and keep pushing forward. 8. Not getting what you want can be a blessing. Not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of good luck because it forces you to reevaluate things, opening new doors to opportunities and information you would have otherwise overlooked. Remember, some things in life fall apart so that better things can fall together. 9. You have the capacity to create your own happiness. You can hold on to past mistakes, or you can create your own happiness going forward. A smile is a choice, not a miracle. Don't make the mistake of waiting on someone or something to come along and make you happy. True happiness comes from within. Inner peace begins the moment you choose not to allow another person or event to control your emotions. 10. Mistakes are simply a form of practice. Every great artist was once an amateur. The sooner you get comfortable with practicing and making mistakes, the quicker you'll learn the skills and knowledge necessary to master your art. You'll never be 100% sure it will work, but you can always be 100% sure doing nothing won't work. So get out there and try again. Either you succeed or you learn a vital lesson. Win-win. 11. You are making progress. If you brush yourself off and keep pressing forward, you will learn something and you will earn another chance to get it right. Remember, no matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying. Don't waste your time being upset about something you can't change. Start over right now, implement the lessons you have learned from your mistakes, and do it better this time. And 12, life goes on. Mistakes are painful when they happen, but years later, this collection of mistakes, called experience, leads us to success. If it's good, it's going to be wonderful. If it's bad, it's going to be an experience. Your mindset is at the heart of your success. You have to take the good with the bad, smile with the sad, love what you have, and be thankful for what you had. Forgive yourself and others, but don't forget. Learn from your mistakes, but don't regret. Life is change. Things go wrong, and life goes on. You just listened to the post titled 12 Truths to Tell Yourself After a Mistake or Failure by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to both Mark and Angel. They write about a wide variety of topics, so you're going to hear them narrated across a bunch of our podcasts. Mark and Angel Chernoff are New York Times best-selling authors, professional coaches, full-time students of life, admirers of the human spirit, and have been recognized by Forbes as having one of the most popular personal development blogs. Through their blog, books, course, and coaching, they've spent the past decade writing about and teaching proven strategies for finding lasting happiness, success, love, and peace. The goal of their blog is to give you the tools to identify and transform the limiting beliefs that keep you stuck. They have somewhere around 1,000 articles on happiness, productivity, emotional intelligence, relationships, and general self-improvement, and have over 200 million page views and 200,000 subscribers since 2006. And again, they're featured across a bunch of our shows, so check out the other podcasts in our network for more content from Mark and Angel. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of our shows. But that should do it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you so much for being here and listening every day. That is, of course, how we can keep this show going for you. So have a great rest of your day, and I will be back with you again tomorrow for the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.